You're listening to SBS News.
Sheep farmer Noel Sivier says he was rounding up his sheep earlier this year when he noticed a sizable number missing.
We got a mob of sheep in for shearing in end of January, and we found out we're between 40 and 50 down. And they were pregnant ewes with wool, full wool. Didn't think a lot about it and were pretty disappointed. And then I topped the mob up and mated them and got them in for preg testing only a couple of weeks ago and went down another 140 sheep.
The farmer from South Australia's drought-affected Eyre Peninsula estimates the losses have cost him about $50,000 and will affect his production for years.
I'm fairly upset about it. Yeah, we put a lot of work into our sheep and, yeah, it was terrible.
More than 20,000 sheep and cattle were reported stolen to police across the country last year, costing farmers more than $5 million. Bill Knowlesworthy, a board member with Livestock SA, suggests rising wool and meat prices are spurring more thefts.
There has been a rise in the last couple of years, particularly in the value of sheep, and therefore there's been quite a big rise in the number of thefts.
South Australian Police Chief Superintendent Dean Miller says it's a national problem and the spike has prompted more training for police in regional areas.
We take very seriously the theft of stock from anywhere. It is a huge industry that we know right across Australia.
The National Livestock Identification System is designed to trace and track sheep, lamb and goats across the country. Individual sheep are marked with ear tags identifying their owners. But farmers say criminals can easily remove the tags and replace them with fake ones. Bill Knowlesworthy says some farmers are calling for further methods of identification.
They're a good identification method and a vital one through the system of sales, but I've always maintained, and many of us do, that there should be one more or two more methods of checking.
Chief Superintendent Miller says in many cases the thieves appear to know the local area well.
It would appear that it is not in an organised type situation where you have an organised crime group.
He urges those in rural areas to be alert for suspicious activity.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.